Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kanazawa family. In memory of Mr. and Mrs. Sakijiro and Haru Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Thomas Okano, former Bishop of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Okano.
Good morning. Welcome to the White Way radio program. That began in the spring of 1975, almost 48 years ago. Way back then, I happened to be a minister here at the Moili'ili Honganji, and we formed a radio broadcasting committee, and the following the footsteps of Hawaii Betsuin's Japanese language radio program called Honganji Hour, I came up with this version, English version of White Way, Moili'ili Honganji radio program. It's amazing that we are still continuing this program today. And I sincerely hope that this program to continue for a long time to come. Now, in the Jodo Shinshu teaching, there is a term called bonbu, common, which is translated as a common, ordinary, ignorant being. Many years ago, one of Honganji youth groups formed a sports team and called themselves the Bonbus. At first hearing this, one might have thought it meant the bombs, symbolizing the youthful energy hidden in the team players and exploding in the game. But it was not the bombs, it was the Bonbus. I thought that was interesting, and to this day, I still remember this little incident. I wouldn't say little, it's a very interesting incident. Then, what is bonbu? It is a Japanese Buddhist term, especially connected with the Pure Land tradition of Buddhism, which is the Jodo Shinshu or Jodo Mission. Bonbu simply means common, ordinary, ignorant, mortal human beings. Then who is Bonbu? Let's look at the words of Shinran Shonin for an answer. After many years of search and struggle, Shinran Shonin was led into the path of awakening in the Pure Land teaching by Honen Shonin, and found his joy and solace in life of being one with Amida Buddha in the life of Nembutsu, reciting the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Shinran Shonin describes Bonbu as following in his writing called Ichinen Tanen Monyi. And he says, describes the nature of common, ordinary human beings such as us by describing, he says, Bonbu, we are full of ignorance and blind passion. Our desires are countless, and anger, wrath, jealousy, and envy are overwhelming, arising without pause. To the last moment of life, these do not cease or disappear or exhaust themselves. I am then the bonbu, and you are also bonbu. I hate to call you bonbu, but somehow we all fit into this description of bonbu. Jodo Shinshu is a path where bonbu, which is you and I, can attain new birth in the Pure Land and become Buddha. Or by rephrasing it by saying, Chodo Shinshu is a path where even we Bonbu can attain birth in the Pure Land and become Buddha. One may rephrase it by saying this way, because we are Bonbu, we can awaken to Amida Buddha's compassionately incredible vow and find our way towards birth in the Pure Land. This is the life of reciting the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu. However, Shinran Shonin lamented way back 750 years ago, way back, that we are not that much in hurry in settling ourselves in the path of Nembutsu. Shinran says in his major writing called Kyogyo Shinsho, as a title, Teaching, Practice, and Realization. He says, I, Gutoku Shinran, am sinking in an immense ocean of desire and attachment, and am lost in vast mountain of fame and advantage. I rejoice not at all at entering the stage of truly settled, and feel no happiness at coming near the realization of true enlightenment. How ugly and how wretched. This expression by Shinran Shonin came about as a result of much study and contemplation, meditation, and Shinran Shonin struggled through years of various practices, self-discipline, meditation. Shinran came to the conclusion and made a statement which identifies Shinran as an ordinary human being, Bonbu, that desires this Saha world of suffering and does not aspire for enlightenment. Sounds like just like you and I. Our blind desire or klesha prefer to look for sensory pleasure, though how impermanent it may be, to satisfy our selfish life. What is that we seek in this life? Ultimately, they can be summarized in many ways, but let's say some of them sounds like this. What we seek in life is, first of all, be relaxed and soak ourselves in the hot onsen, especially chilly days like today. Or to enjoy good food and drinks, good health, and to hit a jackpot at Vegas casino. Now, there are more, but ultimately, whatever sensory pleasure we seek becomes all cause of suffering in the end. When you are young, the sky is the limit with regards to what you can do physically as well as mentally. But as you get older, all sorts of limitations begin to set in. Aching there, aching here, itai, visit your doctor. When you are young, favorite food probably might have been steak. Then comes later a little fish and more vegetables. And now, what do I eat? Tofu and umeboshi. Our calendar is full of doctor's appointments also. We all age, get sick, and eventually leave this world of Saha. We cannot escape from all of these facts of life. But there are ways to transcend this life of karmic suffering. We can overcome this, realizing that we cannot be standing idle. We have no time to waste, especially when you age. The other power, as we speak of in Jodo Shinshu, is a path for Bonbu to become Buddha. Jodo Shinshu teachings, as clarified for us by Shinran Shonin, is that we are all bonbu, foolish beings, but as such, we realize our enlightenment of Buddhahood through the working of Amida Buddha's other power. Jodo Shinshu is Buddha's teachings that shows us the way for all bonbu to become Buddha. By virtue of Amida Buddha's compassionate vow, we are in the path of our enlightenment. Thus, we recite the Nembutsu in joy and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo.
Thank you, Reverend O'Connor, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 5th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Spring Equinox and Ohigan service will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kanazawa family, and our speaker, Reverend Thomas O'Connell. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shigenori Makino, retired minister of the Honpau Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu. Buddha's great